Right, Akadavach. We're in Reis HaMagdalid. We're in the middle of Siv Gimel. Just as a recap, I guess maybe we should just start from the beginning and go over it quickly. If someone leaves his own Aveda, in order to save his friend's Aveda, he's entitled to Skar HaRoyaloi. Ketzad, what is the case? Shotaf Noah Chamoiroi, if the Noah came and swept up his Chamor, the Chamor Chaveri, and at the same time swept up his friend's Chamor, Shaloi Shavamon, his Chamor was worth 100, the Shachaveri Kufkuf, and his friend's was worth 200. So, as a good Samaritan, he let off his Chamor. Instead of saving his own Chamor, he let it go. V'hitzul shachaveiro, and instead he saved his friend's chamor. Ein loy ala schar haroyloi. He'll only be entitled to schar haroyloi, what is typical to get paid for the tircha involved, but he won't be reimbursed for the chamor that he gave up. V'im omoloi, but if he made a t'nai with him, atzol shocho, I'll save yours, v'atanesin d'mei shali, if you reimburse me for the one that I gave up, Oy Shisna came with Bezdin, we made this tonight with Bezdin, then Chayv Litinloy Dmei Shaloi, then yes, then you'll be re-entitled, or be entitled to be reimbursed for the Chamar that he gave up. The Afa Pisha Allah Chamar Me'elov, and even if his own Chamar came back by itself, so he ended up not losing any money from the deal, still Zocha B'mai Shisna Imoy, he'll be Zeche in what he made the tonight. So basically, if you do it without a t'nai, you only get reimbursed your schar. But if you do it with a t'nai, then you're going to be reimbursed whatever you made up, namely your chamar, your dmei chamar that you gave up. That, well, your chamar was worth $100, so he'll have to pay you $400. Even though he could have gotten someone $5 to do it, but he made the t'nai with you, so he's going to have to give you the full $100. Why, when you don't make the t'nai, are you not entitled to your whole loss? So that we saw there was a bunch of pshatim. I just want to chazir because it's a klal gadol for this siman. There are a bunch of pshatim here. The smaz pshat is that if you don't make a t'nai, his first pshat is if you don't make a t'nai, then it's considered a mechila. Why didn't you make a t'nai with the bailam? Must be that you're willing to be meichel the bailam and save it and not charge him for your loss. You're only going to charge him for the schar, but not for your hefzid. That's the smaz pshat. We discussed that there are rishonim, toises, and other rishonim say the pshat is that b'chai gav nechalal never made the takana. This whole din that you should be reimbursed for your loss is not etzem adin. If you were yoyed in the maisada and you lost money by doing so, nothing to do with maisada, but you gave up a job opportunity, whatever, you gave up all the stuff, you lost your chamar that you could have saved. So I don't have to reimburse you for that. I only have to pay for the track that you did in maisada. So there's only koyach takonas chacham, chazam made a takana, kedei that people should want to save other people's items. They made a takana that you should be reimbursed for all you have saved them involved in the hefzit. Good. So, Zakhtar.
What Pshat is the takana? You know, going, other people should save other people's items, but he has to save his own items. Why
is that he has to save his own item, but Lamaisa is, your item is only $100. His item is $200. In the bigger picture, it's a good idea to save the $200. There'll be more Yiddish geld in the world, right? You know, on the side, you know, once he has the Kotzka Rebbe, if he had the opportunity to change with Moshe Rabbeinu, would he swap places? So Kotzka Rebbe said he would never swap. You wouldn't swap for Moshe Rabbeinu. Because what's the chilek if I swap for Moshe Rabbeinu? At the end of the day, the Baruch Shalom will have one Moshe Rabbeinu and one Kotzka Rebbe. So what did the Baruch Shalom fadin? So why should I swap for? The mice in the big picture, if you look in the big picture, there'll be more Yiddish geld saved. If you save that chamar, so there'll be $200 worth of Yiddish geld instead of $100. So it's a good idea to save. Now, of course, you're giving off your $100. So as a takana, we reimburse you. So taisis, may made the takana, shaloi b'fana v'dabaylam l'tzarech ha'baylam. If the baylam themselves are there, why do you have to make a takana for him? If he wants to pay you that extra amount in order to save his item, he'll make up the time with you. He'll ask you, do me a favor, give up your chamar and save my chamar, and I'll pay you. We can't, there's no necessity. We don't have to make a takana for him if he himself is there. The whole takana was shaloi b'fana, but when he's there, they never made the takana in the first place. That's Taisa Shita. So that's the second Shita. So again, the smaz, it was a mechila, it's an implicit mechila. The second Shita is b'chai gamna, when it's b'fana, they didn't make the takana in the first place. And then there are two other pshatim. One is the smaz, the Taisa's similar pshatim, is that if the bailam are there, They don't need you. If the Baalim were there, they could really save themselves. B'shasatchek, good, it's not easy, but they could, if they really wanted, they could save it. So really, you weren't mahana the Baalim so much. Normally, if they're not here, you mahana the Baalim, his whole $200 chamra that he would have lost otherwise. But here, I didn't really mahana the Baalim. What are mahana the Baalim? If the Baalim knew that they're going to be hit with a bill of $100, they would tell you, Zayim Meichel Yatoivis, and I'll do it myself. And okay, so I'll get my sleeves wet a little bit. Big deal, I'll do it myself. I'll hire somebody. It's another pshat. If I can't do it myself, I'm around, I see the problem, the other people there, so I'll hire them to save my item. Again, so it'll cost me a few bucks to hire somebody, but why should I pay you $100 for your chamah that was lost? Mamash Ashot, I could have hired someone for $5. So the Chai Gavna, you only mahana the Balaam $5. So the kids that we have, either it's an implicit mechila, either B'chai Gavna, they never made the T'nai in the Takon in the first place, or you weren't Mahana the Baalim anymore, because either the Baalim themselves could have saved, or they could have hired somebody to save. So you weren't Mahana anymore. Those are really the four Pshatim. Okay. Last week, Shmuel Mechoz Ma'ira, that in the case where you ended up, yes, saving it, and you made the T'nai, the Mechabit says, Aloshin, that Yechayv li T'nai D'mei Shaloi. And why aren't you paying the schar? It's, if I didn't make it tonight, I get schar, $5 for the tircha involved. But if I did make the tanai, then I'll get my $100. But to mashmais and machabi, you won't get $105. You won't get the reimbursement plus the $5. So we said that that's pshat. It's because that's a minhala to take money for a shofar saved in the first place. It's also, you have a mitzvah, where you're supposed to save for free. Now if you have seidim involved, then you could charge for the seidim. So if you gave up your chamor, and you weren't reimbursed for your chamor, so you had another job to tend to, namely saving your own chamor, and you gave that up, so at the very least, the Baal, the one who is saved, has to reimburse you and pay you chach for like a wage for your tircha involved. But if you ended up being reimbursed fully for the loss that you got of your own chamor, then you're not going to get another $5. You got your $100 to reimburse you to make up your loss. So now why should you get another $5 for? That other $5 would be Dmei Aveda. I mean, I'll take Dmei Aveda. That's what we said. Baruch Hashem, this week I found it's a Tshuvas Maharamins. Maharamins in Simen Ayin Dalet. Very long tshuva. Ois Nun Vav. And this tshuva, he mamish says this word, that B'chai Gamna, you'll only get the $100, you won't get the extra $5. And so Mashmois and Machabe. Machabe starts off, you get schar, but in that case you get Mashisna, but you won't get schar. You can't have both. You can't have the Gekin. Either you get schar or you get what you masna. Alright, that's this halacha. And the Chiddush is, let's continue. Even if the chamor came back by itself, nevertheless, zacha b'mashes nima, you're still going to be entitled to, with what you amasna. In other words, that even though I made a tanai to reimburse me, and l'chayr, why did I make that tanai to reimburse me? Because to cover my loss. And here, my chamor ended up coming back by itself. So at the end of the day, I didn't have any loss. Still, you mechuyev to reimburse me. Because that was a t'nai. We made a t'nai, and you have to pay me that t'nai. I, at the end of the day, I ended up gaining on the deal, because I got the $100 from you, plus I got my chamor back. That's not a problem. We made a t'nai. You want me to go into this and risk my chamor and giving him up? I'll do it for you, but you have to reimburse me. So you'll cover, you'll mischayiv yourself. Either al schiris peilin, you'll mischayiv yourself, or other places can say it's al tzmaitzi mamon al piv. I risked my animal for your animal, so I was mighty mom and kila, I gave up my animal to save your animal. Either way, that hischaivis that you made, that tonight that you made with me is chal, there's a hischaivis on your part, so now you have to pay me. I, rather my chamar came back by itself, that's not a problem. That you can't reckon with that. It means we don't say, in other words, we don't say there's anan sahadi, that if we would have known that your chamar would ultimately come back, I never would have made that, no? That's Ram Shabalev, we don't do that. And Avada, you're going to have to pay me.
That the tanai itself is right is that if the chamor is lost, you pay it back. That's the tanai.
So it ended up, it didn't get lost, I got it back. So the tanai was, if you give up your chamor, which I did, I gave up my chamor. I decided to let it drown and go for your chamor. So I did what I was supposed to do. So that was the shaila of the Gemara. Do we put that into the tanai that there was on, or I kept the mice is the letter of the law, the letter of the tanai I kept. I gave up my chamar to save your chamar. I did that. So you have to keep your part of the deal. Or do we say it's an overriding anan tzaddik that I would bite the dock, I would never have made that tonight? So that's what, very good. So that's what I did. So I did what. Okay, so you know what? Let's flesh this out. We'll go back to it. We'll get back to this, and hopefully at the end of the day, we'll have a better avon in this. But just coming from this Gemara, agav on another side, it is a arsameach and. Chus Macheshes, the other chubas. We once discussed this. If a person rents a house and takes on responsibility, a triple net lease, he takes on responsibility even for liability if something goes wrong. And God, that the owner of the house happened to have insurance anyway, and it was a fire, so they paskin that you're allowed to charge twice. You could charge the tenant, and then you could collect from the insurance company. The reason being, is mitzad the tenant, he made it tonight, he made it as chayvus to you, that he's going to pay you, he's going to cover you, even if there's a fire. So that was his tonight. The fact that you got reimbursed from your insurance, that's something else. It's mishamayka rechim oleh. That's, you know, an added bonus, just like you see from this Gemara. I made it tonight, I'll reimburse you. And your Gemara came back by itself. That's an added bonus, mishamayka rechim oleh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be mative to you. But Lamai says, mitzad the tanai, I'm a chiv to keep my end of the tanai, and my is chayvis. That's what they look.
The tenant knows you have the insurance or not.
I don't know if he knows I have insurance. I don't know if he knows that.
But usually the insurance company has a
tenant. Oh, that's right. So it's a mint grada. Okay, that's, you know, that's a grada technical thing. But you should know that all the insurance companies make a tenant. If you cover it, if someone else is liable for the loss, they are not mechuyev to pay. So you won't be able to go back to the insurance company because you got someone else to cover. Okay, fine. But that's grada. And if I'm just bringing out this other half, that the tenant is mechuyev to pay even though the insurance company covers, just like you see from here, that even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu covered and he gave you back your chamor, still you mechui mitzad your tonight. That has come out. Okay, let's continue in the Rama. We're going to go back to this point. We'll get this point. Okay, HaGoz, Dr. Rama, Miu, this animal, your animal that you risked, that you gave up, Huhefka, just because it came back alive and kept swept back to shore alive, Baruch Hashem, but it's still Hefka, V'chalakaydim b'izacha, and anyone who wants a chapit first has a right to chapit. It's anyone's. You gave up on it. The Tzma says you were meyayish on it. You gave up on it. So now it's Hefka, and now grad if it comes back. So it's Hefka like anyone's, and anyone could take part of it. That's fine.
What's the
Avamina
that he should not get paid?
Okay, one second. We're going to flesh it out. Go. Let's just continue. You know, okay, fine. Let's take apart this and we'll go back. What does it mean? Miyum hefka v'kala koydim b'izacha. So if you look over here, the shach, well, let's start with the sma. The sma says the reason why it's hefka, t'honis yayish mimenu b'shor shayorad lahatzal eshel chaveroi, mechenu b'yisham yamishnezu. Sham is also much more like that, that is mikoyach yish. You already miyayish on your animal. So it became Hefka. It came back, but you were reading the Yayish on it. And Mamela, it's anyone can cop it, it's Hefka. Zok Teshach, it's a cotton gimel, I am the Sefer Agudas Ezoif. If you look in the Sefer Agudas Ezoif, the Agudas Ezoif has a problem here. He asks in the Ramah, based on the Gemara nearby, he asks the following shayla. He says, that how do we know that it's Hefka because the guy was Miyayish? Let us say, let us say that it was miyayish klapi the yam. He gave up klapi. He allowed, so to speak, the yam to swallow up his kamar. But for somebody else, he never wanted to be miyayish. He never wanted someone else to be. He never made it hefka for everyone else. He was willing to mafker it to the yam. The yam could have it, but that anyone, if it comes back to the shore, that everyone else should be able to entitled to it. Who said he made such a hefka? Oh, one thing. The Tzma doesn't say Zutushayam. Son says he was Nisiyayish Menendo. He gave it up. So if he gave it up, so he wants to say, Kilu, I gave it up. I gave it up because I wanted to save your Kamar, so I gave it up to the Yam. But I didn't give it up for everyone to have. Zutushayam is Hefka, but the Tzma doesn't say Zutushayam. The Tzma says he was Nisiyayish Menendo. It's a Dinyat Yish, or a Dinyat Hefka, that he was mafkirt. He made a decision, a business decision, and he felt that he wants to be mative to you, so he was decided to give up his kamar. But so he was mafkirt, but it wasn't a Zutushayam yet. What? A hefker al tanai or a hefker, a partial hefker. For the yam, yes, but not for everyone else. That's the... Sorry? Yes, the Gemara says, Anima Beishami Beisil and a Chanami, it doesn't work, it's not Hefka. That's basically what he's saying, that maybe I didn't really make it Hefka. Basically, he's taking issue with the Ramah. At the end of the day, that Guda says of Taiches of the Ramah, yes, it is considered Hefka, but that's his tzad. The Maisi, his tzad is not like wild. There is such a concept, because the Ravid on the Sugya, in Bava Kama, Kufte Zayman Aleph, the Ravid second shot learns the Sugya like that, that it's Taka, not Hefka, and if it comes back, it belongs to the Saver, it's because it was his Chamar, and no one's allowed to take it. However...
Isn't that the
Mishmoy
from the
Mechavim,
like that?
I don't know, Mechavim doesn't say anything, right? Zachar B'mash, I don't know, Afi B'chor Allah Chamar and what?
That means that he's getting back.
Yeah, he's getting back because he'll take it. All right, you have to. Okay, fine, fair enough. Lamai says there is such a Ravid. However, the Ravid has a whole new pshat in the sugya. And like the Ravid pshat in the sugya, it's not talking about bechlal b'negeya to whether the Bailam have to reimburse him for saving his chamar. He had his whole sugya was like that pshat in the Ravid. His whole sugya was good for this. Is it hefker or not? And the sugya comes out like the Ravid, it's not hefker. Okay, but maybe then the other guy doesn't have to reimburse me then because I got my chamar was never hefker. But to have this, to have the sugya like we have it, that the Bailam have to reimburse me Zachar B'Masha Isne'imoy for the Tanai, and yet the item is not Hefka, that we don't find in any Rishon. This new Pshat is not there. In fact, come out every Rishon in the Sugya argues with the Ravid and says, Lahedya, like the Ramah, that it is Hefka. So, Lamana Alaka, Avad, it's going to be Hefka, and that's what Taskamas Rishonim are. Comes along the Nesivis in Sifkan Beis, has a problem with the Ramah from a whole different angle. His mamish is miramis to what he writes in Reis Samek Beis. I'll tell you what he writes in Reis Samek Beis. Nesivis has a Chiddush. Two chedushim. What? Zeh gav zeh. Gavaldik kishmak and nesivis. First chedush and nesivis is that you should know that there's a chilik between yish and hefka. If I'm mafka something, it's ois. It's not mine anymore. It's finished. It's hefka. It's yours. It's nobody's. It's the world's. It's hefka. It belongs to hefka. So nesivis, but yish doesn't work like that. Yish is not hefka. Yish is still my item. Just you're allowed to take it because I was miyayish from it. It's still mine. It never leaves my rishus ad the asli yad zaycha until you pick it up. Before you pick it up, it's still considered mine. So I have to know mazik if it has a din shaloi rishus. Maybe yeah, maybe not. You'll have to go. Just like you could take it, so maybe it could be mazik too. But it. Sorry. Oh, if the animal is mazik someone else. Ah. I hear the shaila. Good. So the Nesivis learns that if it's yish, it's still in my rishus till someone picks it up. It's a rishus for everyone pick it up. That's one chiddush in Nesivis, not Muslim.
Come. Is there a Ramban about that?
Yeah, sure. There's a Ramban. There's a many rishonim. The Ramban they want to bring away from the Ramban, not like the Nesivis. Good. But there's a very good. But there's a lot of many rishonim and many achrinim. God, that this chelik the ksois is maskim in the Nesivis. There's the Chazon Ish isn't. The Chazon Ish argues. Good. There's a lot of rate. But I'm just telling you over the Nesivis' perspective. This is one. Then Nesivis goes to the second level. Hey, Yois is still my rishus. It's still mine. Just not in my rishus, but it's still mine. And you only have a right to keep it because I was mayayish. So he says, I have charat on my yish. The second I change my mind, ois yish, it's back mine. It's not back, it's always mine.
Not after the other guy's there,
but after I was miyayish, and then I went to a shir, I should have a muna, you know, I said, you're right, okay, I'm not miyayish anymore, and now it's ois yish, and now it's still mine. It never left my rishos. So if never left my rishos, now you can't take us, because it's no longer in a matter of yish. So, because it's no longer in yish, right? So zakta nesivis, b'chai gavno, if I retract and renege my yish before anyone gets to it, it's still going to be mine. So Mamela Frekta Ashaila and the Ramah, what's the Ramah talking about? It's Hefka V'chol Kodim Bazacha. You're right, I was miyayish when I gave up my chamar to save your chamar. But when I see my chamar coming back to the shore, walking nicely, at that point, I'm not miyayish anymore. So I retract on my yish. So now it should be mine. So how do you have a right to take it? Is that fracking the
Sivis? That's Islam, this. You don't learn Islam, this money.
If you don't learn Islam, this is not a kasha. But he holds Islam, this is ironclad. If it's ironclad, what's going on? The guy was chayza on his yish. So what's Ramah talking about? And Ramah is not just Ramah. Ramah is coming from Nimuki Yosef. Like I said, many, many Rishonim Mamavu like that, that it's Hefka. So what's going on? What? Oh, very good. So Nasiva says we have to make a doichik akimta. It's a shik of a doichik. Is that the chamor came back by itself, but the matzel didn't see it. And someone else already saw it. And not only saw it, someone has already chapped it, like you said. Someone chapped it before the Bailim saw it. Bechiaigab? No, that's what the Ramah says. Kalakaidim Baizaka. Kalakaidim maybe is kaidim even before the matzel saw that the animal came back. That's called a kaidim bezacha. I say something to you. It's a shtickle doichik, not just a shtickle, I'm being nice. It's a shtickle doichik in the Ramah and in the Mug Yosef and in the Rishonim. They don't say that. It says, it's hefka. It's not hefka. It's yish, and I pulled it back. Just if you have before, then, fine. That's the Nesivis. Comes along the Goyin. Look at the Goyin. And Siv Cotton. Hey, in the middle of the Siv Cotton. Because it's the top line over here on this page. It's the top line. Remember a few words. He says over here, you know why it's hefka? Ma'ashen ken kan, da'avi ke zuto shel yam. Over here it's like zuto shel yam. This is not a yish dikadin that makes it hefka. This is a zuto shel yam dikadin that makes it hefka. This is hefka bal kocha is hefka. The Torah makes it hefka. It's zuto shel yam, it's swept up in the river. If it's swept in the river, then it's going to have to be hefka. That's how the Goyin learns. So like the Goyin's understanding, the whole Nesivas Kashev is like, no, Nesivas was learning the world of Nisma, that there was Yish, and I retracted on my Yish. Like the Goyin, this is not Yish, it's Hefka. And even the Nesivas is made in Reis Amak Beis, that if it's Hefka al Zutish Hayam, you can't retract, it's too late. Once it's Hefka, it's not yours anymore. If you want to get it, you have to make a kinyan. Someone else cops before you, it belongs to someone else. So the Goyin bavons this whole problem. He learns it's Alzut Shayam. And he really bavons in a way that good is Ezek's problem. Because Ezek said, maybe I was Miyash for the Yam and not for you. That's right now. It's Hefka. It's up to me. It's Rabban Shalom. Made it Hefka. It's Zut Shayam. That's how the Goyin learns it.
It's not really colored on the Yam. Both guys are trying to say it.
Excellent. So if you look in the Nesivas and Reish Samak Beis, the Nesivas already barvons this, and he says, don't tell me that it's like Zutu Shalyam, because it's not Zutu Shalyam. And he brings a raya, so the halacha, and it's really Rishonim, all the Rishonim say, is that the halacha, we discussed it last week, the halacha is that when I save it, you're giving me schar, or you give me what you are masna. In fact, the Gemara, mefkera kazachina, let the matzo just keep the whole animal that he saved, this whole $200 animal, your animal, he should be able to keep, because it's hefka, it's like zuto shayam, and for the rishayim, it's not zuto shayam, because b'shas atchak, ayideh atchak, the owner could save it. And that already precludes zuto shayam, that makes it not zuto shayam. That's what the Nesiva says. So we're talking about when it's not zuto shayam, because we both could save it b'shas atchak. So if it's not zuto shayam, so why does the Rishonim say kolakaydim b'zacha? Must because I was miyayish from it, I gave it up. Which is like this man in Nesiva's learned. And maybe this man, the Nesiva's is good. If it's yish, I'll retract from the yish. L'chayr, it's the same river, they both have chamerim.
Chasing right away. The other one,
you left. Oh, very good. So that's what L'chayr you have to say, is that the Goyin Levada, we started off, we both could save it, Shasat Chak. But the second, I ignored my animal, and I was hiniach my animal to drown, and I decided to save your animal instead. And we know that by the time I finish saving your animal, I'm not going to be able to save my animal. It's going to be too late, my animal's going to be dead. So it's all over. At that point, then it kicks in as Zuto Shayam. When I deliberately gave it up, that's when it kicked in Zuto Shayam. So if it came Zuto Shayam, L'chayr, that is Hefka. L'chayr should be Hefka.
L'chayr to save your animal?
Sorry?
L'chayr to save your animal just like L'chayr to feed it over somebody else's?
I don't think so, because someone else's animal is also going to die. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, if you have a choice, it's worth more. I mean, Atzar Balechayim, whatever the lom this is, there's more Atzar Balechayim here than here.
He's saying
it. I don't know. It's the same Tzav al-Chaim, but there's more value here than here. Yeah, I don't know. The person, I don't see that. Now, I just have a shayla. So the L'chayr is very posh. That's what the Goyin means, and the whole problem is solved. And the argument to Sma, argument to Sivis, but good, but the whole problem was solved. I just have a shayla. When I gave up my animal to save your animal, I was miyayish das mamayam. I mean, deliberately. I decided, okay, I'm not saving my animal. So then it turned into zutu shayam, right? But why is it zutu shayam? You're there. You should have a chiv to save my animal. You're not saving your animal, because you're hiring me to save your animal. So you do nothing. You're twiddling your thumbs. Why are you twiddling your thumbs? Get up and do something, sir. Go save my animal. You have a mitzvah to save it, just like I have a mitzvah. But he's not saving his. Right now, he's not saving his. He's hiring me to save his. So if he's hiring me to save his, he should have to save mine. So why is it Zutu Shayam? He could save it. So where's the Zutu Shayam?
Is it considered Zutu Shayam if I can hire somebody to save it?
Then it's not Zutu Shayam.
So for him, it's not a Zutu Shayam because he can hire somebody to save his animal.
So
he's a schlepper. He can't save anybody.
Okay, fine. Okay, grab the one of the, depending, if you learn, again, Tosis had two shlagim. Either he could save it himself or he could hire someone to save it. Good. But let's say in the case that he could save it himself. So instead of saving his own, because he doesn't have to, because I'm saving his own, let him save my animal. So where's the Zutu Shayam?
You didn't tell me where it is.
Well, we're here together. Both animals get swept up in the same river, right? Noah came. We're here, and you tell me, you know what? Go save my animal. I'll reimburse it for your animal. It means I know that your animal's going. I'll reimburse it. So but I should have to get up and save your animal. And if I don't, okay, fine, I don't. But where's the Zutu Shayam? L'chayra, I'm in a matzah dekot. And I'll say even better. If you remember last week, the Bach made an akimti here that there's many people here. There are a lot of poilim here who could save. The Bach said that's why even if the Bailim aren't there, it's not Zutu Shayam because a lot of people could save. Okay, a lot of people could save. So even though the matzel is not saving his animal, but all the other people around are going to save the matzel's animal, so why is it Zutu Shayam?
They were going.
Well, he tried to say they were going, but it didn't really work. It wasn't so geschmack in the Bach. Whatever reason why the Bach says that the other people are there, that's why it's not Zutu Shayam for the guy who lost his chamar, that's the same reason it's not a Zutu Shayam for me, Lokaya. So what's going on?
Nobody's going to learn. The doesn't say that it's Zutu Shayam only when it actually is.
Actually, this case, the case that that both chamarim were washed away, the Ramah says it's... but this case, the regular case is Zutu Shayam. That's what the guy is touching on the rock. Because he's touching up the Ramah's Hefka. Why is it Hefka? Zutu Shayam. Why? Because the Noah swept it up. That is literally Zutu Shayam, the Zutu of the Yam. And he swept it up. So that's... So let's get... The Maisa Gereat, here we're talking about there's a Tanai that the Bailam is reimbursing me. Right? So even if my Chamar ends up dying, I'm not going to lose a penny. Because I'm going to be reimbursed by this guy $100. So at the end of the day, I'm not going to have any hefset anyway. So the Dvar Avram has a chakira. There's a Dvar Avram in Chelek Aleph Simin Tes, Ois Gimel. The Dvar Avram has a chakira. If it's only going to be a toive for the Bailam, out kishra de chiyusa, because he trained the animal, he's used to his animal, but I'm not saving him any value. I'm not going to be measured to him any value. He's going to get the same value anyway. Like this is Mamish Shatzer case.
How is he getting the same value? He's going to get paid for this chamar, and he's going to get his animal back if you save it.
No, if someone else saves it, who said he's going to get both?
The guy is master
with him
that he's
going to
pay him if he saves animals.
So he's
like losing
100. That we discussed last week, that's a part of it. He's having a good aura, but we discussed last week. It's a Gedulish Shmuel's Mesupik on that shtickle. If they make the tonight and then someone else saves it, does he get both? Could he? Bishlam, it's Olam Eilov, so then he can get both. He gets his animal. But if it's not Olam Eilov, someone else saved it, then could be. All right. It's a good aura. You're having a good aura. The Maizik Reb, but like the Dvar Ram, without this aura, but like the Dvar Ram, it could be that Bechlau, then I don't have a Chiva Shavetz Aveda, because I'm not being made of any money to the Vayam, because either way he's going to get reimbursed. And it's only being made of his Kushu Techiusa, for that he's Mesupik. He blights the Sophic, he brings rice, and keeps something Doichel rice. At the end of the day, he's Mesupik on that. But I want to tell you even more why it's no Meshav Aveda. Meshav Aveda is where I lose my animal, or I lose an item, and I don't know where it is, or if I do know where it is, and it's difficult for me to save. But here, I can save my animal. I deliberately decided not to save my animal, instead to save your animal. That's Aveda Midas. That's not Aveda, that's Aveda Midas. I gave up my animal. I decided not to save my animal. That was deliberate.
The comment to save something more worse than what's worse.
The comment that if I do it, I should be reimbursed. But it's got to.
That shows you that you're not mechuyev from that.
You should know that's a machlekes achrenim. Machlekes achrenim is that after we have the takana that I could get reimbursed, am I mechuyev now to save your animal instead of mine? Some mashma, yeah. Pashtas, I would say not. And the reason is because I'm, even though you're going to reimburse me my value, but why should I give up my kushur to chiyusa that I have my animal? That you're not reimbursing me. And if, as long as I have said, I don't have to save your animal. So a meila, hayos, and I anyway did it, so I deliberately gave up my animal, so it's an aved midas, an aved midas. You don't have a chiva shavet, you don't have a chiva shavet, then it's zutu shayam. So now they're going very good. That's why it's hefka and it's zutu shayam. Look, okay, everything is kishmak. Just not like the Nisman and Nesivis, but it's very Gishmak. All right.
Except the Nesivis, because it's Aved Midas, there's no Yish anymore. Even.
It's more than just Yish. It's Zut Shoyam. It's Hefka Mamish.
You have to go. It's Aved Midas.
But Aved Midas just makes there's no Chiv HaShavis on my animal. But the Nesivis, if it's only a Yish, I could retract on my Yish. Aved Midas, I didn't make it Hefka. I was Miyash, so I could retract on it. But Zakhtar Goy, no, it's Zut Shoyam. You can't retract on it. It's already Hefka. Everything's Gishmak. All right. Fine, let's go back now to your shayla. Let's go back. The halacha is that even if the chamor was oilav, may eilav, I'm going to still be reimbursed from you because a tanai is a tanai. You made it tanai, you have to reimburse me. Good? Now, look, why do you have to reimburse me? So if you look in Sivkot and Tess in this man says a lashon, the misha'a. Shayarad lahatzel es shel chaveroi. The second I decided to save your animal, v'nisyayish mishaloi, and I gave up my animal, nischayv lechaveru kafi tnoi shesnimoi. Now you are mechuyev to pay me according to the tnoi. The mashmoyz of the smar is because I was miyayish on my animal. That's why the tnoi kicks in that you mechuyev to reimburse me. In other words, we made a tnoi. The tonight was that if I give up my animal, you're going to have to reimburse me. So the second I was miyayish, I gave up my animal.
I later on, the animal comes back, that's something new. Now I'm being zechem and hefka. But the deal that I had with you, and that helps you out on your shot, the deal that I had with you was mamish akin b'maloi. I was mamish did what
I had to do. Not only physically, I gave up my animal, but it already was yotzei mirshusi, became a yish. That goes in the sivis, how vayt the yish works, but good. It was already a chala yish on my animal. There was already a sakana on my animal that anyone could just take it. I gave up my animal, so now, since I gave up my animal, now you're mechuyev to pay me according to the tanai. And we don't say, the chol chedesh, we don't say there's anan tzahadi, that if I knew that you would have been get from Hefka your animal back, I wouldn't have done it. Okay. He's like, but that's a dove of me bachutz. I mean, if I knew that you would have won the Good Samaritan Award and the city would have given you $200 for this award of being a Good Samaritan, I wouldn't have paid you. Tough. You made up this tonight, you got to pay me. I got money somewhere else, has nothing to do with this. It's a Zaytika deal. Here too, you got this animal back as a Zaytika deal, you will coin him in a Hefka. That's the chay the mashmois of this ma. Maybe I'm reading too much into this ma, but that's the mashmois. But who says this? The Chazanish. The Chazanish in Bava Kamba, Yud Chesiv Kotan Gimel, says this din, that your zacha b'mashes nima, even when the animal comes back, is only when you actually miyayish from your animal, and kosh again if it's zutzah shayam, so the hefka was chal. But if you weren't miyayish, let's say you still were hoping that you'll go save my animal, and then you go back and save your own animal. You still had that hope. You weren't miyayish and gansin from it yet. You're hoping that still you'll have enough time to do that. Zokta Chazanish. What? Like the smar, which is how the Chazanish is tightening up, then you never mekayim your tonight. The tonight was give up your animal, I'll reimburse you. You never gave up your animal. You saved my animal, then you went back to save your animal, but you never gave up your animal. And at the end of the day, if you save your animal, there's not going to be.
I don't get that. What do you mean? How do you know what he's thinking?
Let's say he's moida. Let's say he's moida. Well, we see right away, right after he saves my animal, he runs back to save his animal. Why not? So he sees. No, Hefka is if it comes back me'ela, but if it's still in the water, why is he saving his animal for? Because it means he's trying to save it. Okay, fine. Maybe, fine. But if, let's say, we know, he knows, he said it, he admits that that's the halakha, then, and Dr. Chazanish, not only is that the case when he actually saved mine and then saved his own, but even if he saved mine and didn't save his own, and his own came back by itself, still I'm not going to pay him. Because I only have to pay him if he keeps his part of the deal. His part is to give up his animal. To the extent he was not mafkir his animal, he's not miyai from his animal, he didn't give up his animal. He didn't give up his animal. I don't have to reimburse him. Sorry? So if he was taka mafkir it or miyai from it, or it's a zutu shayam like the goyin, that's automatically hefka, then enachrami, then I have to pay him. But if it's a case that the water, the current's not so terrible, and there might be enough time to save both, then it's not Zutu Shayam, and there's not even a Yish, and even though on a practical level, he risked his animal. He decided to save mine first. So he risked his animal. Still, so the Chazanish, he wasn't mekayem mitzvah, because tonight is to give up his animal to save my animal. That's how Chazanish learns halakha. Okay, fine.
Make a case if that's true. I mean, you're right, the Sma says that.
The Mashmoy says my, yeah.
Make a case out of such a big lamb that I made this Tanai with you.
That was what the words of the Tanai were. Okay, I'm just taking Chazanish's sheet. Now let's play.
Tanai that I'm only going to pay you if you lose your animal. That's a
Tanai. Right, good. So that's done the same. Right, so if you lost it and get it back from Hefka, you lost it, and then you got it back. But if you never lost it, because there was never Yish.
I'll only pay you your loss.
So I only pay your loss, right? So it's dibs. I only pay your loss. So if you were mafkered and then you reclaim it, you had a loss, and you just rather got money back, very nice. But you had a loss. There was a time that you had a loss, so I have to repay you. But if not, then I won't. That's the kazan nishishita. There's a mashmois like that in the stay Yeshua. It's a pirush on Yushami, Bavakama, Perakir, Alokha. Hey, it's mashmois like that as well. All right. That's how the kazan nish learns the sigya. But let's flesh this out. Let's go one back to where we were. In the Ramah, when the Ramah said, Hefka v'kol akaydim bazalka, the Shark brings down a good azazav that entertains to argue with the Ramah, and it's not Hefka, and not kol akaydim bazalka. And nevertheless, he had the whole sugya that still you're going to be entitled to what you made it tonight. Mufurish, not like the Chazanish. You see that even without the Hefkar, you would still be entitled to Zachar B'mashe Isna. That's not how he learned the Gemara. He learned the Gemara that you didn't need the Hefka. At the end of the day, he comes around and he's made it to Ramah that it is Hefka, but that wasn't his sugya. He held that you don't need the Hefka to be entitled to be Zachar B'mashe Isna.
The guy agrees to lose his animal.
Sorry?
Only if he agrees to risk the
ass. Because he risked it, and that's enough. The risk enough. And it's the Or Sameach and Tzchiris, Perexayin, Alok Aleph says it like that as well. And it's Mavu like that in Pnei Moshe on the Yishalmi as well. And if we go flesh out, like the Nesivis, we have the same Cheshin. The Nesivis says, if you recall, the Nesivis says that the guy made a Yish. And you see this also, when you make a yish, it's not chal until someone else is zaycha. And if you want to take it back, you can take it back. And nevertheless, the Nesiva sort of had that same sugya, that yes, you'll be entitled to b'masha isna. So grad, the Nesiva says a case, that if grad, someone else chaps it, before you knew it back, okay, b'zayda, and akimta. But without that, it'll have the same halacha, zaycha b'masha isna, you made it tonight, you have to keep it tonight. So you see that even if I didn't lose my animal, you still have to pay me. That was the deal. Why? Because I risked my animal. The risk is enough. I chanced it. I gave up my animal first. I decided to save yours first. And that's enough. And is it...
Yish.
What?
Yish.
Even without Yish. Lamaisa, I decided to risk my animal. I gave up my animal. There's only a 50% chance, let's say, that I'll be able to come back in time to save my animal. And I decided to save your animal. So I jeopardized my animal. That's enough. If I jeopardize my animal, it's enough that you're going to have to pay me. And it's a Rav Moshe.
You shouldn't have to pay 100% to pay for the amount of the value of a risk.
No, because that was my deal. Because I had a risk, so that was the deal. I don't want to go into this risk unless you promise me that I'll be reimbursed. That was the deal. Now, who else says this? Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe and Choshe Mishra, Chelek Aleph, Tzimin Lamezayin, says, Lahed, even though it was not Hefka, you're still entitled to it tonight. And he says, it's Maduik like that in the Ramah. He says, what's the Ramah? He says, Miu, who Hefka, V'chol HaKadim V'Zalka. What's the Miu? Shazam. Zalka V'Mashe Isna. Because it's Hefka. No, it's as if it's a Zayt Gazak. It's Zaka B'mash Isna, even if it comes by itself, that's a given. Just you should know, Miu, however, it's also Hefka. So Tarmash, it's Mashman Ramah, that you don't need it to be Hefka for the previous halacha to be Zaka B'mash Isna. You give me Zaka B'mash Isna no matter what. Just glad the Ramah is being Mice of Nachanin, you should know that it's also Hefka. As I tiny drum
Moshe. But who is
it's Hefka, and now anyone can get it. If you get it first, it's also good. You get it first, but you're gonna, no matter what, regardless, you're gonna be entitled to be reimbursed for your animal, Zacha B'mash Isna, according to the Tanai. That's how Rav Moshe learns, like the Achrayim, a lot of Achrayim learn like that, and that's the verb, because the Mice, I did keep my Tanai. My Tanai was to risk my animal, and I risked my animal. If I wouldn't have gotten back to it in time, or even if it was a Yish, if someone else would have kept it before me, so it would be a problem. So that was my risk. I did my part of the deal. My part of the deal is I'll risk my animal if you reimburse me. So that alone, it makes me entitled to be reimbursed. Sorry? It's
just what the
Tanai was. It's like what the Mashmai said tonight. We all know the Metzias, what the words were. The Machlok has had to interpret that tonight.
I'll give my animal, I'll give it for, I'll give it for.
Right. How do we interpret that? How do we interpret that tonight?
But he accepts responsibility for the loss. He's taking the tzadah if it comes back to be his.
If Nakuma, who's the he? You're too many. The matzil?
No.
The other guy, the owner is what?
He's paying $100. Are you letting the
go? Good.
Get lost.
Right.
Is there a tzadah that he's saying, if I pay for it, 10% chance that it comes back, I want.
Oh, that he should be entitled to it? What kenyan did he make on it? Okay, he didn't make any kenyan on it.
Like buying.
First of all, kesef is not going to metaltolin. Second, I don't know if you could sell this animal to shalei b'shusay. It's already in the river. I don't know if you could even try to sell it, even if you could. Third of all, the same way the bialim were miyayish l'chayr, the other guy was also miyayish. Or the same way zutu shayam, this way.
He could have saved it. When he makes shots, he makes
I mean, if it's not Zutu Shayam, and he could, but Lamai says he's not coining with that because of that money. How should he have a Ginin? Lamai says, if, as I write, it's true, that means if it was talking about a case that I didn't give up my animal at all, let's say there was ample time to save both animals, let me say, first case. The case was where I made it tonight with you, and instead of saving your animal first and then saving my animal, I double-crossed you, and I decided to save my animal first. But at the end of the day, I saved your animal too. So you got your animal back as well. So Lamai said, you're happy, you got your animal. And I come to you and I say, look, pay me the $100, because that was the deal, I'll save the animal. I think, Lefi, everyone in the Chai Gavna, you wouldn't be Chai. Why? Because B'Chai Gavna, that was clear that that was the understanding. The understanding was that you're going to risk your animal to save my animal. But if you never risked your animal, you saved your animal first, so you never risked it. That, I think, everyone's mother, you will never mekayim your chelik of the tonight, so you won't be entitled. But zoktim mar cheshes and chelik gimel simin yadalek. What happens if we made the tonight, and while you're trying to save my animal, you're behaving, you decide to give up your animal to save my animal. While you're trying to save my animal, your animal came back to the shore by itself even before you saved my animal. So the machesh is even b'chai gavna, I have to pay you according to the tonight. Why? Because the said, you did your part of the deal. Your part of the deal was to risk your animal to save my animal. You did that. You risked your animal. Rather, we now know it's nesgalim afraid that your animal came back and wasn't even in the risk by the time you saved my animal. But you did your part. You risked your animal to save my animal. So yes, I will have to pay you for your risk that you undertook for the deal that I made up. I'm going to have to pay you. As I said, the machesh is. Rabbi Sai, there's a smack in Mitzvah Reish Nun Beis, and I'm going to redo his words. If your animal came back by itself, but you weren't busy with it, you were trying to save someone else's, you won't lose out your schar. The Meshmois Schar means you won't lose out the deal that you made, the whole $100, the tonight that you made. You look in the smack, that's his Meshmois. And then he says, Vidavka provided that he was already miyayish from his own chamor. And if someone else wants a chapit first, he has a right to chapit. If you were miyayish from your chamor, you put it into a matzah that someone else could say to be zeichen it before you, then lahifsid, you'll be entitled to be reimbursed because the mice you were trying to save yanis. The mashmais is like the chazanish. He says, when will you be entitled to be reimbursed? If you're miyayish, if you weren't miyayish, if you thought you could save both, so you never actually gave up your chamor, then you won't be entitled to the tnai. It's mashmais that it's smack like the kind of, unless it's a.
See, it's also a masik to that. There was a point in time when it wasn't sad. Just his husband said, you should have to take back.
Correct. Right, but the Chazanish holds that if you were not miyayish, then you wouldn't be entitled to it. And Ramosha argues, and Ramosha says, even if you aren't miyayish, you're going to be entitled. You don't need a hefka, you don't need a yish, as long as you put your animal at risk, that's enough. And you see in the smack, l'chay not like that. Smack holds that you have to already have a chaloy ziyish on it to be entitled. Unless you say it's a tayyisayf in the smack, take out the word vidavka, say two separate alaka. First, you raise your lefskari. And then, if you miss yayish, then zaka by acher zaka. I already saw one of the earlier printings of the smack, there was a pirish on it, and he says, Tevis vidavka tzarechin. He doesn't know what vidavka has a shaykhis here. Doesn't know to imply, I guess it's a toy seifa, I'm not sure. But like the chaznish and the smad, it's no tzarechin at all. Vidavka is necessary. You need to have first been miyayish from it to be entitled to be reimbursed for your tonight. All right. Let's move on, Rabbi Sain. Now, Makabe says, the Ramah says, Vim ein ha-baylim sham, if the baylim aren't there, afo pi shiloi hisna, even though if he didn't make it tonight, ki ilu hisna dami, it's as if he made it tonight. If you recall, we said over B'Shem Toysis in the Rosh last week that when the Baalim aren't there to save their own item, and you could save it, it was a Takonis Chacham, we mentioned it tonight as well, there's a Takonis Chacham, El Chazal made a Takona, that if you give up something, you give up money to save Yenem's item, you're entitled to be reimbursed. So this whole halacha that you need to make it tonight with the Baalim or with Bezdin is only when the Baalim were there. But if the Baalim weren't there, then you don't even have to make it tonight. It's an automatic thing. You're going to have to automatically be entitled Kilu Isnino. Oh, very good. We discussed this week. Good. That's Machlekes Mantaz. It's Tazwa holds and it's Pashas. That's where we should go. That even if you're not there, Chachiv Bezdin's there, you'll have to make it tonight with Bezdin. Beseda. But if Bezdin's not there and the Baalim aren't there, then you're automatically entitled to be reimbursed. Because even if you don't make it tonight, it's ki'ilu hisnadami, it's as if you made it tonight. You have no one to make it tonight with. So it's an automatic tonight. Chazal made it tonight for you. It's a takonis kachomim that you're going to be automatically reimbursed for what you lay out. Very gishmak. Okay. Maisa shoyik achoy is a chubis marishdam. Achoy shemishbet shimon lamed. We'll cut the chase. We'll just get to the point. The point was, is that the owner was a cotton. The one who's losing his chamor was the cotton, and he was there. And you didn't make a tanai with his cotton. And you saved his chamor, and you gave up your own chamor. Are you entitled to be reimbursed for giving up your own chamor to save his chamor or not?
Yes,
well, that has to be master. Yes, he's a cotton. He's kishaloi befon of dami. He's as if he doesn't exist. There's no one to talk to. It's not to handle with. Yes, it's kisholot b'fon of dami. So mamela, that you saved his animal, you will be reimbursed even if you didn't make it tonight. I say Dr. Marishdam. And God, this case wasn't a chamar, I'm just applying it to chamar. It's any case. By the way, you know, all these halachas is anything. If there's something at risk and you give something up, you spend money, you're entitled to the money that you spend in order to save, because that's a takonis kachamim. And that takonis kachamim works. Kilo is nadam, even if he's not there, it's kilo is nadam. He's at the mashdam. Even if he was there, but if he's a cotton, there's no one to deal with, so it's kiloi befon of dami. It's at the mashdam. So, lani is daiti, is a chert tali on the timing. And we're going to have a chazad asiba again and again. Depending what the time are, if the time is like the sma, that you should have been masan, if you weren't masan, there's a mechila, so then it's very geshmak. I don't have to be masan with the cotton. There's no one home. Lights on, no one's home. I don't have to be masan with him. It's kilu, he's not here. So you don't see an implicit mechila. Or if you learn like toisis, that the word is, that's a takono, when he's not there, but if he's there, they didn't bother making a takono because he could fend for himself. Mask him. So if he's a cotton, it's kashalab of one of them, they made a takana. Mask him. But if you learn like the other pshatim, that I wasn't mahan him anymore, because he was there and he could save it himself, or he could hire someone to save it for a few bucks. So how could I now go, how would I justify to charge him $100? So then eventually, what type of a cotton? If he's a lawyer, so a cotton, he's 3 years old, doesn't know his right hand from his left hand, ah, yeah, then you're right. Then yes, I'll be reimbursed. But if he's 11 years old, like a shikta boy, and he knows how to save his own chamar, and he would save his own chamar. If you tell him you're going to charge him $100 for it, he'll tell you jump in the lake yourself with the chamar, and I'll save my own chamar. So then how could you tell me that I should be reimbursed my whole $100? You can't do that. How could you do that for? I wasn't mahani him more than $5. He would do it himself. And the tikh is only $5, all it's worth. Or he would hire someone for $5. If he's geshik, means you can't just give a blank statement, oh, it's kilu shalot b'fon of dami. We have to reckon what type of cotton he is, see if he could do it himself, see how much I was man him. If I wasn't man him, then I wouldn't be entitled to the whole $100. L'chayr, not like the Marishdam. Marishdam says across the board, no, it's kishalot b'fon of dami, I get $100. I didn't see anyone who was mayor in the Marishdam. Quite frankly, I don't recall anyone who was even brought to Marishdam. But the Lamai says, l'chayr, that's how it should come out, that it should be totally on these timing. All right, I'm going to give you another halacha. What happens if the Baalim aren't there, but the Shtifas Nahar is not so terrible. It's very slow. It's spinning around, staying around the Abetzan. And even though the Baalim are 3 blocks away, but there's enough time to go to the Baalim, notify them, and the Baalim could come back and save their own chamor. You didn't do that. Instead, you decided to be a good Samaritan. You gave up your chamor and you decided to save the Balaam's chamor. Ma'adid. Is this...
Do I have to go find the Balaam and ask him? Do you want me to...
So l'chayu, you don't have that chayu, right? So if you learn, like the pshat, as implicit mechila, because you should have discussed it with the Balaam, I don't have to discuss the mind. The Balaam I'm here to discuss. It's not a problem. Or if you learn like Taisis, that they only made the takana when the guy is not there. Said Lamaisi, he's not there. So l'chayra, they made the takana. L'chayra. But if you learn the pshat is that they could save it themselves, and how much I was ma'ana the Balaam, so if the Balaam themselves have the ability to save it, so they don't need you. So you won't ma'ana them all that much. They could save it themselves. They'll find out about it. Eventually they'll find out about it. Let's say, even if I don't tell them, someone else will tell them. Eventually they'll hear about it, and they could save it themselves. So then, l'chayra, I shouldn't be entitled to any more than the $5. That's all I was ma'ana them. They could save it themselves. Again, you see, it's totally l'chayra in this lumdus. What happens if there'll be enough time for me to save both animals? Balaam aren't there, the maisa, but there's enough time for me to save both animals. And instead of saving my animal first, I decide to save your animal first. I save your animal first because I know Chazal will masak, and if I save your animal first and I let my animal go, so then I'll be reimbursed. There's no yish anywhere. The Balaam aren't here to be miyayish.
No.
Oh, on my own. Yeah, but if we pass in like Rav Moshe, again, let's go. If we go like Rav Moshe, that even if I'm not miyayish, I'm still re-entitled because of the Tanai. And even if they're not, there's kilo isn't of it. Whatever. Kitsa, even with that, Lamaisa is the after.
I didn't risk my animal.
Sorry?
I didn't risk my animal.
Oh, you didn't risk animal? Very good. So l'chayr should come out that if you didn't risk your animal, then you shouldn't be in time. It's because I will only misakin if you gave up something. To the extent you didn't risk your animal, you didn't give up anything. So let me give you another case. What happens if your animal was at a risk? Your animal was deeper into the river than my animal. So, and you decided to save. And my animal has plenty of time to save. Your animal has not so much time to save. And Avo Pekin, you decided to save my animal first, and then you went back and you saved your animal. But you could have done Pumfakek. You could have saved your animal first, and then saved my animal. But instead you saved my animal. So now, out the risk, Shabbo, you did put your animal at risk. But you didn't have to. Lachar would say even that B'chaygan also you shouldn't be entitled. Because that Gebetin, who is you to save my animal first and save your animal? Do fuck it, save your animal and then save my animal. Because the whole Takana, and love this, the whole Takana was to reimburse me in order to save, to reimburse me for all the saving that I needed to save your animal. This hefset of putting my animal at risk wasn't needed to save your animal. Because I could have done fun fuck it. I could have saved your animal first and then saved my animal. That Gebetin needs to do fuck it. So come twice, I didn't need that. So I didn't need that. So you spent money, kilo, like you wasted money. You didn't have to spend that money. You didn't have to put your animal at risk. You could have saved my animal second and done just as good of a job. So for saving my animal, it didn't need your animal being at risk. So Mamela, you're putting it at risk. It has nothing to do with my Hatzala. So therefore, they never made a takana. They only made a takana, L'tzorich Maya Shabbos Aveina. You don't agree. You do agree. Okay, good. Fine. Guys, you look at Tshuvas. I'm bringing this out because hopefully later on we'll flesh this out. You look at Tshuvas. These points aren't so clear. And the Tshuvas, if the guy wasn't there, the Tshuvas are advising Chelek Dalav Reish Dalav. The guy could come. I know that he doesn't discuss this. Look, if there's ample time to come, it should be totally on these two, on the Pshatim, depending which way we go. All right. Fine, let's go and just tie up one more halacha here. When the Ramat says, "V'meina b'aylam sham, af opi shaloi hisna, ki ilu hisna dam," is if you did make a tanai. It's a flowery lashon. She said, "Af opi shaloi hisna, you get reimbursed." No, it's afilu af opi shaloi hisna, ki ilu hisna dam, is as if it has the same taikif as if I made the tanai. Frekt Erich Shai, which the implication of the Ramat is that it's at the same halach as the mechaba, that when I make it tonight, I'm reimbursed, even if my animal comes back by itself, I'm still going to be reimbursed. Because it's as if I made it tonight. And if I make it tonight, and my animal comes back, I get double. I get from you, and I get my animal back. So here, even though you weren't there to make it tonight, but they made the takonska kamim, so I get also takonska kamim, and then I get as if I made it tonight, so I'll get from the Takanas Kakamim, plus I'll get my animal back even with Ola Me'ela. What?
No difference,
right? Good. So, fact, Erech Shai, L'chari, it doesn't make sense. So, Erech Shai, Bishlam, when you make a Tanai, that was the Tanai. Lamaisa, I could have, would have, should have made the Tanai differently. Tough, you made the tanai that if I risk my animal, you reimburse me. I risk my animal, you got to reimburse me. If you would have been a Novi to know my animal would come back, you would have never made the tanai. Yeah, you're right, but you're not a Novi, you got to pay for not being a Novi. The Maisa, that was the tanai you made, so that's what you're going to have to do. But over here, there's only as a takonis chachomim. That's what you shouldn't be re-entitled. Right, Minadin, why should you be entitled for? What do I have to do my shav zaved? It's a grama. You gave up your item. Why am I reimbursing you for? Takonis chachomim kidei to be matzal shav zaved. So if the chachomim would make the takana that you be reimbursed only if your animal doesn't come back, you would save just as well, because you know you're covered. If you save this guy's animal, and your animal doesn't come back, you'll be reimbursed. And if your animal does come back, so you have your animal. So you have no loss. There's only mikoycha takonis chachomim. Since also takonis chachomim, the chachomim could be mesakin, that you'll only get reimbursed if your animal never comes back. But if your animal eventually comes back, you're not going to be reimbursed. And you'll save just as much. The Fadin, the exact same thing of Ashavis Aveda, the Tzarek Ashavis Aveda, if they made the Takana like that, the Fadin just as much. So that's how they made the Takana. They made that Takana in B'chiyah Gavna, that when you give up your animal, only if it never comes back. If it comes back, and you're going to save just as well. So Memela, Zok Derech Shai, the Ramaz Lodge, and Avri Shalizna, Ki Lizendami is not Kishmak. He should have said, Avri Shalizna, you'll be entitled. But to say Ki Lizendami, to imply that you'll get reimbursed, even if your Kamar comes back, that's not true. He argues with the Ramaz, and argues, he says the Ramaz can't mean it. And he says, the Turdot, a Maisa Gered, if you look in the Torah is a Chayr of Mefurish, not like the Erech Shai. When the Torah brings down this halacha, that the Chamor came back by itself, Zachar B'mashis Nehimai, he says, it's only about three cases. Either, well, you made it tonight with the Bailam, or you made it tonight with Bezdin, or the Bailam weren't there to make it tonight with. All three cases have the same halacha, that you're being Zachar in reimbursement, even if your Chamor comes back by itself. Mefurish Torah, like the Meshmois Ramah, not like the Erech Shai, that you will be reimbursed even if your Chamor comes back. So the... Huh? Oh, very good. So that's why on the Taino, that's very geshmak. Lamaisa Geret, if Chazal only needed to make a Takane here, so I hear, maybe you could say, even if it's Hefka, you could say the Erech Shai type of alumnus, they didn't need to make a Takane here, they could have made a Takane as long as you never get it back. But Chazal weren't here, they weren't in Bava Kama Kupta Zayin. They were in Elu Mitzias. Chazal made a takana across the board, nothing to do with Chamor. Across the board, you should know, anyone who wants to save someone else's item is going to be reimbursed for what he spends. And the job that he gives up, and even Menir Seretmach, he's going to be entitled to be reimbursed. Kedei, that people should want to save all the tzayis that he spends. Everything that's included, he's going to be entitled, and we made this takana Kedei Lash of Aveda. That was a takana. It was across the board takana. Nothing to do with here. So, all we have to know over here is, did you lose something? You lost something because it's Hefka. The second, the need that it's Hefka, you gave something up. I'd rather later on you won the lottery and you got the Chamor back. That's fine. But I gave something up. I'm Roy for this Takana. I'm Zeichin, this Takana. The Takana wasn't here. The Takana was across the board. But if you ever give up something, you ever spend anything, whatever you spend, you're entitled to be reimbursed. I spent something. I gave up my Chamor. So I always say, I gave up my Chamor. I should be reimbursed. So it's very geschmack to tour in the Ramah, not like the Erech Shai. Oh, but the Nafkin... Oh, but very good. But the Nafkin mean is that that's if it's Taka Hefka. But if you go like Rav Moshe, and Rav Moshe and all these Achrayim will learn that even if it's not Hefka, so you're going to have to say that in that prat, you're right. Bailam not being there is not as good as being Masna. When you're being Masna, you'll be Zoycha even if you weren't Mafka the item. Even if you weren't miyayish from the item, because the maisa, I put my animal at risk, and that's enough for me to be entitled to avikima tanai, because that was the deal. The understanding is, if I risk my item, you have to reimburse me. So that's enough. But benegay to this halakha, that they made it takana, they only made it takana if you actually lost something. So if I made it hefka and I lost it, and then I was rezeicha from hefka, so I lost something, you gotta reimburse me. But I was never mafker it. If I was never miyayish from my animal, so then I never lost anything. I'm not entitled to the takana. So I'll never get it. So in that prat, these halakas won't be the same. So zechinu ledin, that there is a nafkamina whether you're master or not master, in that prat. That will be the nafkamina. The nafkamina will be in a Ramosha type of situation where I wasn't mafke, or I wasn't miyayish. Either Ramos says, because Ramos talking about the case that you're just discussing, that it was hefka. So when it was hefka, then lo hisnas kilo isnandami. But if you have another case, you mashalis a case that I wasn't mafke, the taka, with the Bailam not being there, I won't be entitled to reimbursement because I was never Mac. I never gave up anything. Why should I reimburse? For what? Nothing to reimburse. I didn't give up anything. But if I do make it tonight, that Ramayshan, many Achrenam Mavur, that yes, I will be entitled, even if I wasn't mafkid, I'll be entitled. Because if you make it tonight, I put my animal at risk. That's enough for a kima tonight, and I will be reimbursed. All right, Rabbi, say, I go to Vok, have a Freilichim Purim.
For other Shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.